Super Tuesday is a little more than a week away, and the Democratic presidential contest has essentially become a two-man race. North Carolina Senator John Edwards has been in Georgia for the last 2 days. He's campaigning hard in the hope of trying to overtake the front-runner, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been following the Edwards campaign in Georgia.
Of the 10 states with contests on March 2nd, Georgia is the only one in the South. Senator Edwards knows he needs to build on his Wisconsin momentum and insists that the race is not over.
We have still 75% of the delegates yet to be chosen. The voters have said to us they want this campaign to continue. And I've got a wild guess that come March the 2nd, the people of Georgia are going to have some say in this too.
Edwards spoke at the Robert Woodruff Library in Atlanta yesterday. The crowd was full of students from the surrounding historically black colleges and universities. His themes were the same as they've been throughout the campaign. Poverty, international trade, race relations, and the plight of the American worker figured prominently in his speech. To Clark University junior Na Zachariah, it sounded like just more political rhetoric.
You know, he walked in 30 minutes late, and he played with the baby on his way up, and he got the crowd really hyped, and it was cute.
She was not won over. But another important constituency was. A group of former Dean supporters was at the Atlanta rally. Since Howard Dean withdrew from the race earlier this week, the question has been whether the Deaniacs would, on the whole, support Edwards or Kerry. Neil Garvin said the choice for him was easy.
I think that a lot of the really hardcore Dean supporters are going to vote for Edwards as a protest vote against Kerry, because they see Kerry as bought and paid for by special interests.
From Atlanta, Edwards took a quick flight to Savannah, where he delivered another speech this morning.
The South is not George Bush's backyard. It's my backyard, and I will beat George Bush in my backyard, and you tell your friends that.
But first, he has to beat John Kerry. The venue for the speech was straight out of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, a historic town square shaded by gnarled old trees with wisps of pale green Spanish moss hanging from the branches. But the crowd wasn't exactly classic Savannah. The city is more than 50% black. People at the rally were overwhelmingly white. That didn't keep Edwards from delivering his message of racial equality.
Those of us from the South carry a special responsibility when it comes to issues of equality, race, and civil rights. We have so, and that responsibility, by the way, is to lead, not follow, when it comes to issues of civil rights.
Ben Tucker was one of the few African Americans in the audience. He came to the rally undecided and left determined to persuade other black voters to choose John Edwards.
I'm a jazz musician, and I play music all over the place, and I'm going to spread the word as far as I can spread the word on John Edwards.
Edwards is now back up north spreading the word, starting in Maryland this afternoon. He's visiting 5 states over the next 2 days. Senator John Kerry is taking today and tomorrow off. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Savannah, Georgia.